I'm Scott Finn, and welcome to a special episode of The Front Porch. Last week, we did an episode talking about the pros and cons of consolidation, and the news hook for it essentially was all of the fighting that's going on in Fayette County right now. Their request to the SBA, among some members of the county, to have their schools consolidated, and the fight among some people in the county to stop that from happening. Boy, oh boy, did we open a can of worms. It's going to be our goal in this special podcast to make sure that we listen to both sides of the story and more deeply. And joining us today is Lisa Perdue. Lisa is a parent who lives in Fayette County. Lisa, where exactly do you live?
I live in Lansing, West Virginia, just north of the New River Gorge Bridge. I'm a stay-at-home mother. I have an 8-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 14-year-old.
And we're grabbing you right before you have to do something related to your kids, right?
Yes, going to the school bus stop.
So you know very well about bus. How long are your kids on the bus every day?
About 40 minutes one way.
Right now in Fayette County, there's a plan on the table that would combine several high schools, three high schools along Route 19, Midland Trail, Oak Hill, and Fayetteville into one school, and also combine Meadow Bridge, which is another school that's approximately an hour's drive away. But those kids would have the ability to go to neighboring counties. Let me talk about your kids first, Lisa. Do your kids go to schools that have structural and other problems?
Yes, they do. Well, I think that the middle school, Anstead Middle School, probably is in the worst condition of the three that my kids go to. It has definitely structural issues along the foundation of the buildings. It has just deplorable conditions in the locker rooms that are still used for the sporting programs.
Mold, crumbling floors. I mean, I've seen pictures that look pretty horrific.
Yes, it is pretty bad. The smell is pretty bad. It's a very dingy school, actually. They have a hard time just keeping the dust out of the way. And, you know, people are cleaning it. I've even been in there cleaning that school before.
When you talk about dust, you're talking about coal dust. Are these schools still heated by coal-fired boilers?
Well, Anstead Middle School is not currently because we lost our boiler last fall.
Oh.
They were considering sending all those kids to the high school, but instead put space heaters in each of the rooms, including the gymnasium and the other multipurpose room. So, you know, it's harder to regulate the heat, and there is absolutely no ventilation at this point.
Talk a little bit about why you as a parent are in favor of this plan that would end up consolidating these four high schools. What is it that makes you excited to be a supporter of this?
Well, I think not only would we improve the conditions of a number of the schools, including a few of the elementary schools, but I think that we would stand a better chance of raising the proficiency standards in math and reading. I think that if you compare us to counties in southern West Virginia that have already consolidated, we are falling behind. So, you know, that is a big concern of mine as I try to help prepare my kids for the next step, which is college.
What is it about larger high school in particular that you think is going to help your kids?
Well, I think that a larger high school can offer more opportunities for whether they want to pursue sports or other academics. I think that it might not increase it a whole lot, but I think it would do better than where we are at this point.
And for you all, especially folks that already go to for folks that already go to Midland Trail and to Fayetteville and Oak Hill, are we talking about a much longer ride to the new school in Oak Hill, or would it be roughly the same?
I'm actually closer to Fayetteville High School than I am Midland Trail High School. So,
yeah, I guess for a lot of folks, it's really, if you live along Route 19, mm-hmm. It's not that different for you. In other words, the travel times up and down 19, which is a beautiful, modern 4-lane road, They're not that bad.
It really isn't. I don't see it being that much longer, even for the kids in the more isolated areas of Anstead area. Now, you know, I know for people in Meadow Bridge, they have a different take on it.
Well, and we spoke to a woman named Carolyn Arnett, who's the leader of the group there that wants to maintain the high school. And I asked her, well, you know, they're not talking about closing down the pre-K through 8 school. They're just talking about having the 9th through 12th graders either go to the new high school or have the choice to go to Greenbrier East, which is about a half hour drive away. And she said that she still thought that that was an onerous burden on top of the drives that some of the kids already have to get to Meadow Bridge, and that it would hurt the community in general. It'd be harmful to those high school kids. That's why they still want to fight to keep that high school open. What's your response to that?
Well, my response to that would be their kids would benefit from a consolidated high school as well. Not only would they be closer to the Voc Tech Center, which many of the kids in that high school already go to the Fayette County Vocational Center, and it would be within walking distance from the high school. So it would actually, I think, in the long run, reduce their travel experience.
Well, maybe it'd make it more worthwhile, although that's just a long, I mean, you're a parent, your kids are already on the bus for 40 minutes. If you had to drive an hour and 20 minutes to be able to have your kids participate in after-school activities, that would be kind of hard, wouldn't it?
I mean, I can certainly empathize with their position. I do have friends whose kids go to school with my middle schooler and my high schooler, and they do have long bus rides, about an hour and 10 minutes. And I have not heard any complaints from them at this point.
Right now, there's a proposal in front of the school building authority. There is some local matching money. I think it's something around $17 million to match. But the majority of it still would come from the SBA. As a parent living in Fayette County, what's your pitch to the rest of us why the school building authority should be funding these schools in Fayette County?
I feel like Fayette County has done a lot for this state as well. Not, you know, if we got into severance taxes, we have land that's owned by large corporations in this county that, you know, we're not benefiting from it. So we have the Boy Scout camp that everybody in West Virginia was allowed to vote on what their tax structure would ultimately be. So I feel as though...
And the tax structure was they're not paying taxes to Fayette County, are they?
Correct. Not just that people aren't passing bonds here.
Well, and, you know, if you look at the state, the image on the state quarter is a Fayette County image, right? It's a New River Gorge Bridge. There's so much about Fayette County that's the heart of West Virginia in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I agree.
What's sad about this to me is how this is so badly divided the county. And I understand why. You're talking about your kids and your kids' future. I mean, the stakes are high. It just seems like the adults in the county have gotten to the point where they're in different factions that can't even talk to each other anymore.
Mm-hmm. It does seem that way, yes.
I wonder what sort of lesson that the kids in Fayette County are learning from watching this fight.
Well, I think that kids are naturally resilient and that kids all over this state have overcome this, you know, very similar situation. I think that they will ultimately benefit, and with consolidation, and I believe that they'll get through it probably easier than a lot of the adults will.
Lisa Perdue is a parent in Lansing, West Virginia. She's a stay-at-home mom with 3 kids, and she believes that consolidation is the best thing that could happen to Fayette County. Lisa, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Scott Finn, Executive Director at West Virginia Public Broadcasting, and this is The Front Porch. And this is sort of a special episode today. We're hearing directly from folks living in Fayette County, where they're having a conversation about what to do about their crumbling schools and whether consolidation needs to be a part of that. And to help us do it right now is Carolyn Arnett. She is the chair of the Meadow Bridge Citizens for Community Schools, which is a small community school that's been a target of consolidation, including this plan. She's also a former math teacher at Meadow Bridge for many years. So welcome to the show, Carolyn. I appreciate you coming in today for this.
Thank you.
Because we don't have the other side with us right at this very moment, I'm going to play devil's advocate and try to present to the best of my limited ability some of the arguments that have been made about why the folks in Meadow Bridge should be willing to close down their high school for the greater good. And one of those arguments is cost. There's smaller class sizes, and how much smaller, I guess, depends on how you count the enrollment. But as you know, as a former teacher, you know, your salary is the same regardless if you're teaching 12 students or 25. And so there might be some increased costs, at least in terms of personnel, by keeping Meadow Bridge open. And parents that live in other parts of the county have said that they resent that. What's your reaction to that?
Well, we have been reduced. The last 2 years, we had increased in school population. But during that time of increase in school population, we were decreased by two teachers and an aide. This year, we did decrease in population, and I do believe that's partly because of the threat of consolidation. But
in general, assuming that there is a better student-teacher ratio at Meadow Bridge than these other schools, what argument do you make for allowing that to happen?
Well, we've been considered or been designated as an isolated school by the state. And the legislature has gave us $100,000 this last year for that status. And that was supposed to help with the taking care of the expense of the extra teachers, if we have extra teachers.
And the assumption there is that the students at Meadow Bridge, some of them already have fairly long bus rides just to get to Meadow Bridge. And then if you take the kids there and then they have to drive another hour to get to the consolidated school in Oak Hill in Fayette County.
They're not going to be able to participate in activities, any social activities. They want to go to a home football game, for example, in the schools at Oak Hill.
Now, a couple caveats. Current plan does leave the pre-K to 8 students in Meadow Bridge. So the youngest kids are not going to be on those bus rides, only the older kids. And then the other thing that is brought up, now they're saying they're going to allow 9 through 12 kids in Meadow Bridge to be able to choose to go to a neighboring county if that's closer than going to the Oak Hill School. How far is it from Meadow Bridge to Greenbrier West or to Summers County High School?
It's about 18 miles to Greenbrier West. It's about 19 miles to Summers County. And both of them are going over to dangerous two-lane highways. And Summers County is a nice little mountain between Sandstone and Hinton, or Brooks, where it's located. And we've had, a few years ago, we had two children who were living in the Meadow Bridge area who were going to school at Greenbrier West and who were killed on their way to sit off the road and went in the creek and were killed on the way to school. So it's a safety issue as well as a mileage issue. We have a lot of deer, and I couldn't tell you how many adults who have been have run into deer on their way to work. And my thought is that these children, if they do not ride the bus and the parents could afford to give them a vehicle to drive, they might be late to school and they're trying to make up and they drive a little fast. And I'm afraid we'll have some deaths in this situation.
So it might be closer than Oak Hill, but still not close.
Yes, it'd be a little closer. But one thing, our students, when they finish up the eighth grade, if this plan goes through, if they finish up the eighth grade, then those children will never be together again because they would be going in all directions. Some would go to probably Raleigh County. Some would maybe go to Fayette County. Some would go to Summers, and some would go to Greenbrier County because of where the center of Meadow Bridge, we're a regional community school right now, and the center of the Meadow Bridge is the center. But if you move that center to Greenbrier West or to Oak Hill or someplace, it changes where the closest places these students go.
Also, you were talking about earlier before we started, this has an effect on the community, right? Meadow Bridge as a community would suffer if it lost its high school. It's one of the arguments you're making.
Yes, Meadow Bridge is a small community, and the school is the community. It's the only place that everyone can gather and go to the ball games or visit each other or see each other. And the parents and the community people, they support that school. We have lots of bright spots in our student body. We've had leaders who've gone out to, you know, being millionaires. They've gone and become doctors, lawyers, every occupation you can think of they've done. And they've been very successful. And we feel like that our students have done well academically as well as in the athletic fields.
So Fayette County has not passed a bond levy for 40 years. They passed an excess levy to help pay for some expenses, but they haven't funded school construction in a long, long time. And the State School Building Authority has been reluctant, has not given Fayette County very much money for building schools because it has not consolidated schools, basically. So parents in other parts of the county blame Meadow Bridge, fairly or unfairly, for the fact that some kids in other schools have really horrendous, as I'm sure you would agree, conditions to have to go to school in. Is it Meadow Bridge's fault that the rest of the county hasn't benefited from state school construction money, that the buildings are in such bad shape at places like Collins and Anstead?
Well, I think one thing that we have perhaps not used our fund is that we've had well. I think the priority list has not been perhaps where it should have been.
And I hear that a lot, and I've been a reporter where people bring that up a lot. But specifically, what are some of the ways that money was misspent that should have been spent on something else?
Well, I don't know it's misspent as such as, for example, there is a school in Fayette County that's remote as far as you wouldn't know you're passing by because it's off the road. And they spent over $2 million in the last year or so. And one thing they put in was a entranceway.
One of the secure entranceways.
Yes. And, you know, you wouldn't know that school was there.
What school was it?
It was Divide Elementary. Mm. And I have nothing against Divide. A lot of our graduates, Meadow Bridge graduates, are teachers there. And it's a good school. But as I say, perhaps a new roof one place would have been better than the security there. Again, it's not that they don't need security, but I don't think it's as bad a need as someplace else.
You know, I feel for the parents that are dealing with this and the kids that are dealing with this on community members that are dealing with this on all sides. There's not an easy answer when you have limited resources, geographically very spread out county. It just seems like one of these unsolvable, you know, it's almost like the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. It just doesn't seem to get anywhere. And how much is the actual fighting on all sides hurting Fayette County and hurting the kids in Fayette County?
I think it's really a bad situation. I've lived there basically my whole life, and I've never known the county to be in this situation. It's hurtful to me. Like you say, I think we're teaching those who are speaking out negatively about other people, citizens. I think our children are watching that, and they think it's okay. So I think we're producing another generation of people who, if we don't get it our way as such, we talk about the other group. And we shouldn't be talking about us and them. We belong to Fayette County, and people in Fayette County need to sit around the table and discuss. And I think each group needs to see where the other people are coming from. They need to listen to what the people in Oak Hill need to listen to the people in Meadow Bridge and understand that if they lived in Meadow Bridge, they would probably be doing the same thing that we were doing.
What if I told you that I bet you good money, Carolyn, that the other side, when I have them in here for the same interview, is going to say the exact same thing but in the opposite direction? that they're going to do the inverse, to borrow from math, of what you just said, that they're going to say, I wish these Meadowbridge, you know, supporters would just come and see what it's like to go to Anstead Elementary with all the issues with their school.
We understand that. We understand the building is not, and as I say, well, I think we need to come around the table and sit as adults and discuss and see if we can come up with a good plan that would work for all the students in Fayette County. I mean, we in Meadowbridge feel like that we don't belong to the county. We feel like that majority of the county would wish that from Babcock State Park East didn't exist in Fayette County. So maybe we can get a new county, the 56th county, I don't know.
Carolyn Arrett is a former teacher, resident of Meadowbridge, and she is the chair of Meadowbridge Citizens for Community Schools. Carolyn, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.